Well, as I've said, next week is in fact Mental Health Week, and there are a number of things going on in the community next week as part of Mental Health Week. One of the organisations putting some events on is the Royal Flying Doctors Service, and I'm joined now by the Manager of Primary Health Care, the team at the Royal Flying Doctors Service, Judah Morris. So good morning, Judah. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Cameron. Thanks for giving me the opportunity, and I look forward to discussing everything that's coming up next week in the West Coast.
Okay, well, the floor's all yours, as they say, mate.
Yeah, great. So this follows on, so obviously the Royal Flying Doctor Service Tasmania. We've been working quite a bit in the West Coast over the last couple of years with our youth mental health program and recently with our dental program starting in the West Coast. And with this, we've got a strong interest in mental health, and this really aligns to obviously Mental Health Week coming up next week, where we've worked together with a lot of the other service providers, the schools, the West Coast Council, and a lot of community organizations to bring some events down across the West Coast that are really promoting mental well-being, promoting making sure that everyone speaks up, connects with each other, and really supporting the entire communities.
And I think it's welcome news because, and I'm not afraid to say this on air, I'm a mental health sufferer myself. And is there still, what the question is there still a stigma out there where people don't believe that mental health is a big issue and people just say, you know, still say, get over it, you know, that sort of thing? Is there still an issue with that, do you think, in the world today?
There definitely is, and that's why a lot of the events next week are really promoting overall well-being. So it's about really supporting each other, really making it, encouraging everyone to open up and really, you know, not be feeling afraid or scared to when they are struggling with some issues, but really being supported by the many different organizations, including the Royal Flying Doctor Service, that are down on the West Coast that can help support anyone from those early level stages. We understand our program is really based around that, even in some of those areas where you're struggling, even in the early stages, to really seek that support that you need before it escalates into some of those larger issues.
Okay, so tell us a little about when and where the events will be then.
Great. So we'll have the official launch at Strawn Primary School on October the 11th from 3 to 5 p.m. We welcome anyone to join. We'll have an afternoon tea there. And then throughout the week, we'll be traveling across the West Coast, starting on the Tuesday morning at the Strawn Primary School, working with some of our drumming programs. We're going to have our smoothie bikes, working with our dental team to be providing that overall health and well-being. We'll be having our mobile health hub bus, which was a project supported by Rotary, the Commonwealth, and the state governments. So you'll see a strong presence from the RFDS in the region. But including that, there'll be other organizations hosting events such as the Excellent. Trivia Night at the Zion RSL from 5:30 on Tuesday night. On the 13th of October, we'll be in Queenstown supporting the Brain Bazaar event with the Queenstown Community Services from 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. There'll be games, arts, crafts, music and food. Through to the 14th of October, there'll be some specific suicide intervention training at the Roseby Neighborhood House. And we'll be working in Rosebery at the neighborhood center there, promoting some more of the healthy eating to our smoothie bus, to providing the support. We'll actually have our youth mental health workers on site there, really providing support, advice, and guidance to anyone who needs to seek support. Now, because we've got a few events going on, we are on Facebook, so we'll encourage everyone to look up RFDS Tasmania to look up for the full events. In addition to that, for those who might not be on the West Coast next week, we're a part of the Mental Health Council, and if you search the Mental Health Council of Tasmania, they'll have an events page for events right across Tasmania that will be supporting Mental Health Week.
Excellent. Now, I want to tie in something here. I was just thinking of how successful and enjoyable the RFDS TV series was. Do you think that that series showcased well about the certain mental health issues that even RFDS workers suffer from?
Definitely does. And we know, and I think that's where it's great that we can help promote that brand to the TV show that was able to do that, to really, I guess, encouraging everyone that we've got our feet firmly on the ground as well as up in the air. And that's in those support that we know that people in certain industries who are working in those type of areas, through to just everyone can be vulnerable to some of the issues that people struggle with. So it's great that we're able to use that opportunity to build our brand and through the work that we can do, encouraging and supporting all the other community organisations that are really there to promote overall well-being.
Well, it's certainly an action-packed. There's a lot of things going on that the RFDS is involved with down here on the West Coast, and we appreciate you doing all that because being slightly isolated, I think particularly if there's a lot of mental health sufferers out there on the West Coast, we need all the help that we can get. So, look, thank you for bringing all that down, and thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thanks, Cameron, and I'll be down myself next week. And as part of the Mental Health Council wearing orange and brighting up Tasmania for Mental Health Week, our full team will be in nice, bright orange polos. So we encourage everyone that see us to come up, say hi, as we sure won't be missed in those bright colours.
No, I was going to say, you'll be well noticed, I'm sure, mate. That's great. All right, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thanks, Cameron.
Judah Morris, the manager of the primary health care team at the Royal Flying Doctor Service here in Tasmania, joining us this morning here at 7XS.